some time ago, I watched a detective story on TV. Something tragic was about to happen. Just as someone was about to be destroyed, they went into the commercial, leaving everything hanging in mid-air. In the midst of a terrifying earthquake, as every mountain and island were moved out of their places, as the rulers and the ruled were hiding in caves and dens, praying for the rocks and mountains to fall on them, the sixth chapter of Revelation closes with the question, "Who shall be able to stand?" Then suddenly everything is stopped. And God in wrath remembers mercy. That's where we begin chapter 7. Look at the suspension of judgment, verses 1 to 3. And after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels, to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, "Hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads." John is seeing a vision of what's to take place during the great tribulation. Just as the winds were about to play their most devastating and destructive part, God stopped the storm. In Habakkuk 3:2, the prophet prayed, "O Lord, in wrath remember mercy." The Lord did this on the night of the Passover in Egypt, and he did this before the flood in Noah's day, and he does it during the great tribulation. What instruments did he use? Angels. According to Hebrews 1:7-14, they are his ministers. Even now, no one knows how often or to what extent he uses his angels to protect his children and to provide for them. In verse 1, we see four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth. Four corners, you wonder? Isn't the earth round? Yes. But according to John Hopkins University, military satellites have detected four corners in the form of four plateau-like areas that are equidistant from each other, covering several thousand miles. One is centered in Ireland, going northward to the pole. Another extending across the equator from New Guinea, northward toward Japan. The third is south of the tip of Africa, extending halfway to Australia. And the fourth is west of Peru. Here you have the four corners of the earth. After thousands of years, scientists have caught up with another truth of the Bible. These four angels, and four is the number of this world, lay hold on the winds of judgment, that they might not blow on the earth, the sea, nor on any tree. These symbols are well known. The earth is Israel, the sea, the Gentiles, and the trees, those in authority. Winds in the Bible are usually a symbol of judgment. Before this time of terror and devastation, the faithful are to be sealed. It's not that they're to be exempt from all pain and persecution, but that they'll be brought safely through it. the great tribulation is held back till certain ones are sealed. This restraint is temporary. Care must be taken to protect those who belong to God before that terrible judgment falls. The reason why this world stands and governments exist and civilization endures is because of God's children. Were it not for them, this world would be destroyed. What happened when God took Noah out of the world? It was destroyed. What happened when God took Lot out of Sodom? It was destroyed. What's keeping God from destroying this world today? The presence of Christians. Now, look at the sealing of the Jews, verses 4 to 8. And I heard the number of them which were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. Of the 12 tribes of Israel, 12,000 are sealed from each one. Why is judgment suspended so 144,000 of the tribes can be sealed? Who's included in this group? Who are these people? There were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. This group can't be the church. She has been caught up. It can't be the Gentiles. They don't belong to the 12 tribes, so they have to be Jews. 12,000 from each tribe. Where are these tribes? Ask an Israelite to which tribe he belongs, and the chances are he'll not know, but God knows. Though they're called the lost tribes by man, they're not lost by God. He knows where they are. The Lord isn't through with the Israelites. He'll do a great work in them and through them. As they turn to the Lord, He'll save them and send them out as powerful missionaries. Look and see. Souls will be saved during the tribulation. But should you reject the Lord Jesus during this age of grace, and the church be caught up, and you pass into the tribulation, you will not be saved. Don't you think you ought to be saved? Then receive Christ right now.